the street from one another, which is pretty awesome. You can sit on my lap, baby. And if we think about the idea of neighbors in a much larger way, if we were to like ask the question of Jesus, because that's what this like guy in the story does, he says, Jesus, who's my neighbor? What do you think Jesus would respond?
Everybody.
Everybody. High five. Great job. Everybody. That is always the right answer. But you know what? When we ask these big questions about sort of spiritual truth, it's kind of easy to get to the answer, but it's kind of like doing math. We also need to show our work. We can't just get, do y'all ever do math problems where you have to show your work?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's never that much fun. I was pretty bad at math, so it was always tough for me. But it's like, you know, the destination isn't always the only point. It's like the journey to get there is where we really grow. So Jesus today, when he's talking to his friends, he tells them a story of what it looks like to be a neighbor. And the story is about a man who was walking from a place called Jerusalem to a place called Jericho. And Jericho is about 20 miles from Jerusalem. And y'all, it was a crazy road. It was like going down 9 Teton passes that were never paved. It's like super rocky and super windy. And because it was such a wild road, it's where a lot of bandits like to hang out. Y'all know what a bandit is? Yeah, it's like a robber, like a marauder. It's like an old robber. It's like an old-timey robber. And so there are all these bandits hanging out on that road, and they beat up this guy who's traveling that road alone. And then 3 people walk by this guy. Do y'all remember who walked by him?
A priest,
yup. And who else?
God.
That's a great guess, Gushy. There was the Good Samaritan who helped him. And then there was a guy named a Levite. And a Levite is someone who's like kind of like a priest, but it's sort of like a family business. They're people who serve in the temple all the time with the priests. So like if you heard that story, like here's a guy beat up on the side of the road and a priest and another religious dude and a Samaritan walk by, who do you expect would be the helpful one? The priest, right? Because like we're like really helpful. We're paid to be helpful and loving. It's like our job to be helpful. And like, what about the Samaritan? Do we even know what a Samaritan is?
It's like a person. It's just like a person who's walking.
A person who's walking. That's a really good guess. So a Samaritan in those days, in Jesus's day, they were like kind of the cousins of the Jewish people. So originally there were these 12 tribes in Israel, and then they got divided up into 2 kingdoms. So the Jews lived in the south in Judea, and the Samaritans lived in the north. And they're kind of like cousins who've been in a big fight or a feud for a long time. Like, they have a common ancestor and history, and so they grew up as one family, but after a while, they start having all these disagreements, and then they just don't get along at all and don't even know why they're fighting. Like, when I think about Samaritans and Jews, I sort of think about, like, the Civil War, when you had people in the Confederacy and then the Union, and all these generals like went to West Point together, they studied together, and they were like brothers, and then they find themselves fighting against each other for years and years because they've come up with these disagreements on what's important in life. Or it's like, you know how there are different kinds of churches? That it's like we're an Episcopal church, they're Presbyterians and Catholics, and sometimes churches get in these fights, and it's like, y'all, why are we fighting? Like, we're all trying to do the same thing, which is to be helpful and to be loving. And so the priest and the Levite, this other religious guy, they walk by, and the Samaritan's helpful. Why do you think the Samaritan was helpful? Yeah, what's your guess? Because he agreed with God. That is the most sophisticated and accurate answer. And Jesus. That's right, Gishi. Exactly right. So what I think is that the priest and the Levite, I don't think they were bad guys. Like, I think they were walking by and they saw this person suffering, and I think they were, like, caught up in their own heads. I think they were, like, thinking way too much about what the right thing to do is. Because there were all these, like, laws in the temple back in that day and age where, like, if you touched someone who was really hurting or dead, that would mean you couldn't go into the temple for 7 days. So, like, maybe the priest thought, like, oh, gosh, if I help this person, then I'm actually not going to be able to do my job and feed all the other people. Like Taddy's dad, like Dada's mama. Yeah, you're right. She's an angel in heaven. And the Levite likewise might have thought, like, you know what? Gosh, I'd love to be helpful for this guy, but, like, I've got this job to do. And anyway, he was traveling this road on his own, and that wasn't a very good decision because he knew how dangerous it was. So these guys, the priests and the Levites, I think they were good people, but they were totally stuck in their own head. They were thinking about what's the right thing to do and trying to judge and evaluate and assess what's the right thing to do if I want to be a follower of God. And this Samaritan, y'all, this cousin, he just felt in his heart what the right thing to do was. He saw someone suffering, and he didn't think twice about what the right thing to do was because his heart told him what the right thing to do was. And y'all, sometimes when we go through life, we can spend so much time in our heads trying to figure out what the right thing to do is that we forget the fact that our heart always knows what's right. If we can get in touch with what our heart is telling us, then we always know what the loving thing to do is. Because here's the thing, y'all. I mean, life sometimes is very difficult and very complicated. And we might meet people that we think we like and meet people we think we don't like. But, oh, the ice cream bike. Yeah, it's coming up, getting ready for the picnic. That's first things first, because you're always ready to focus on the important stuff. And here's the thing, y'all. We might think that certain people are our enemies, just like some of the Jewish people thought the Samaritans were their enemies and vice versa. But the thing is, y'all, we're all kind of figuring it out. And life is really challenging and really confusing. And every one of us, every person, is pretty much doing the best we can. And sometimes we fall into judging other people and judging ourselves because we don't think we're getting it right or someone else is getting it right, but we're all living life in a pretty heroic way. And here's the thing. I mean, Al Macker, you've never lived this life before. And Ellie Ayers, you have never lived this life before. This is your first time being Ellie in the world. And likewise, Amanda and Jim, all of us are figuring it out. And you, Helen, you've never been Helen Helms before. All of us are figuring it out.
And I think what too.
You are a baby. And I think what Jesus wants us to do is to always cut ourselves and other people a little bit of slack, to move out of our heads in judgment and into our hearts and more love. Have y'all ever been at like a friend's house late at night and then it's time to go home and maybe you're scared to walk home alone? And then do you ever have like a parent or another friend walk you home? Yes? Yeah.
Like me.
You know, there's a quotation I really love. Y'all know what a quotation is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Something that's in the text that a character or something says.
Yeah, it's like something someone really
like
smart.
A wolf.
Like a wolf. You love wolves. It's like something a really smart person. You're going to be in the wolf's belly? I know. I preached about that a couple weeks ago. A quotation is like something someone really smart said that helps you live your life. There's a quote by a guy named Ram Dass, who is a spiritual teacher. And he said that as humans, we are all walking each other home. That deep down, a lot of the times, we're scared to move through the world and through the dark alone. And that being a good neighbor is realizing that everyone around us is part of our neighborhood, no matter if we think we disagree. And so what Jesus wants us to do is to always be that love for one another and walk each other home. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Very cool. Well, why don't we head back to our seats, but do y'all wanna help me take it out by singing the Mr. Rogers song again? What's that, baby?
I wanna come with you.
You wanna come with me? Oh, you can come up with me up here and you can help me land the plane too. So to that I say, amen. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Good job, y'all. All right, baby, you want to go find mama? Okay, come with me.